to a nonprofit station, please support that station. Talk Nation Radio is funded by contributors at davidswanson.org. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Until next time.
Hello, this is Sammy Joe, and you are listening to
Strictly Vinyl.
All right, so we're going to kick things off with one of the greatest singers
and songwriters
and musicians
of all time.
Yes.
Just inducted into the Songwriter Hall of Fame 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're so proud of him.
We are, because we just, like, something really good happened the past week. We got to see Tom Petty in concert with Mudcrutch, right?
Yeah. Why don't you tell them who Mudcrutch is?
So Mudcrutch is Tom Petty's very first band before he was famous, and they were in Florida, and they did a lot of, like, concerts and stuff, but then they only wanted Tom Petty, so he went with the Heartbreakers, but now he's back with Mudcrutch, and they're touring, and they're making a lot of really good music.
Yeah, and it definitely has, like, a more country feel to it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely have some favorite songs of his. And so the concert was just really good. It was at the Fillmore in San Francisco. And we were pretty close, because we got there about 5 hours early.
I think it was more like 8.
We could have been.
We got there early.
Yeah, we wrote a sign for him and everything, and spent, like, hours making this sign, and then the guy comes up and he's like, oh, no signs in here, sorry.
As soon as we finished it.
Yeah, we were so excited about it. It said something really cool. And so we're kind of disappointed about that, but we did get to see him pretty close, and something really, really good happened. He looked at me.
He looked at me?
I'm pretty sure he's looking at me, Ruby Tuesday. No, but he looked at us both, and he made eye contact, and he was frowning. But then when he looked at us, he smiled. I kid you not.
He did. He smiled.
That happened.
And he kept looking.
Yeah, I know.
We held his gaze.
So he probably is going to write a song for us now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on the radio, so be listening for that one. Right?
Right. It'll be like A Face in the Crowd, but part two.
Yeah. So here is one of our favorite Tom Petty songs. It's called Listen to Her Heart.
Change.
Hey, this is the Analog Man, and you're listening to Strictly Vinyl on KKRN 88.5. Good evening, everybody. All right, next up, we got a classic CCR tune for you. Down on the Corner.
CCR for you. And next up, we're gonna have to play some Beatles because they're like the greatest band.
We can't have a Strictly Vinyl show without playing the Beatles.
I know, of course. Especially not.
So I've been told that this is our 20th show already.
Yeah, by me. I told you that.
Yeah.
I put it on my calendar so we'd remember.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it seems like we've had more than that, but
we're partying up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have just seen Ruby Tuesday cutting a rug to that song.
Okay, not this.
She's been known to do that.
Yeah, she denies it every time, but trust me, she's cutting a rug in the studio here.
Anyway, back to the Beatles.
Who are the Beatles?
Ruby Tuesday. I can't believe you are saying that. Okay, so now that we've established I'm the bigger fan.
What?
Yeah, you just said who are they, so... the Beatles.
I'm in trouble now.
This is one that Paul McCartney wrote, and I chose this song because it was just Paul McCartney's birthday on June 18th.
Right, and who told you that?
I did. I told myself that because I knew.
Okay. We'll talk about this later.
And I celebrated. What did you do? I made cupcakes, and I decorated them with Paul McCartney's name on them, and then I ate them.
You didn't give me one.
I know. Well, you should have came.
And that's a true story because she was playing a gig and had cupcakes out there. Told the whole story, and we all had cupcakes that night.
Yeah. So,
and you sang, "They Say It's Your Birthday."
Yep. So I also photoshopped a picture of myself with Paul. I put it on Facebook. So if you want to see it,
it's really good.
Yeah, it is.
Good work.
So this is a song for Paul because he wrote this one. And
what's it called?
It's called Yesterday. And if somebody were to ask me what my favorite song of all time is, I think it'd be really hard, but I might say this one. Because it's so good.
Isn't it so hard to say what your favorite song is?
It really is.
Because then you think of another one, and you're like, oh, that one's my favorite.
I know, it is. But I just, for some reason, I always think this one is my favorite. Because it makes me cry.
Aww.
So sad and pretty. So, here it is.
Okay, let's play it.
What year was the song written?
It was written in...
Uh-oh.
Ruby Tuesday. I'm going to give you some, like, hope for redemption here, if you want to chime in.
I believe that it was written in 1965. Does that sound right?
I don't think
so. 64.
We're going to find out, and we're going to play the song for you right now, so you can hear it.
All right. If you know, you can call in. Our number is 337-1885.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're listening to Strictly Vinyl on KKRN 88.5. Licensed in Bella Vista, studio up here in beautiful Round Mountain. All right, next, I figure we do a little Patreon.
Wait. So we're talking about the Beatles still.
Oh. Analog Man?
Sorry.
Analog Man.
Yeah.
Who was right about when Yesterday was released?
Ruby Tuesday.
Really?
No, I didn't even give an answer, so therefore I am not wrong.
Okay.
I was just trying to make her feel better because she didn't make Paul cupcakes on his birthday like I did. So, hope you feel better.
Thanks. All right, what's the next song?
Well, I figured, you know what, we should probably do some good patriotic songs since America's birthday is coming up here real soon in the next couple days. So, this song was recorded originally by the band in 1969, but this is a cover song by one of your favorite artists, Ruby Tuesday.
Could that be Joan Baez?
It is.
Oh my gosh, I love her.
And this song is The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down by Joan Baez.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry It was a time I remember oh so well. There goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind, I'm chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best. Tonight they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells and they went. Like my father before me, I'm a working man, and like my brother before me, I took a rebel stand. Well, he was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise the cane back up when it's in the feed. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went.
Hello, this is Ruby Tuesday, and that was the song The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down by Joan Baez. What a beautiful voice she has. And we just wanted to give a shout out to our friend Harmonica Steve. We know he's listening in tonight.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
All right, so this next song we're going to play is Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Home to smack you, singing songs.
That was Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. This next song we're going to play is by Aerosmith, and it's called Dream On. And I think it's one of the first songs that Steven Tyler ever wrote, and it was on their first album, but it wasn't popular until a few years after it was released.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite
songs. We didn't see him play this one, but...
But we did see him play.
We saw him. We saw Steven Tyler outside of the arena. We stood outside like Jukebox Hero.
Yeah.
Hoping to catch a glimpse of him and hear him.
And we did.
Yeah, it paid so cool. off. Yeah, totally worth it.
All right, so this is Dream On.
Yeah.
voice, right?
Yeah, he's known for his screaming.
Yeah. Pretty good. If anybody has a request for us, then please feel free to give us a call. Our number is 337-1885. If we have the song, because we got these albums here, we might not have it, but we can get it for next time, and we'll play it for you. So feel free to send us a request, and we love to hear what you want to hear. So,
and you can also send us an email at strictlyvinyl@kkrn.org. We love to hear from you.
Yes, so the next song we've got is from Steve Miller Band. And we haven't played any of his songs yet, so this is a good one. What song is this, Analog Man?
Fly Like an Eagle?
Yeah, that's all right. It's one that you requested.
Yeah, that's a fitting song for this weekend.
Okay, so here it is.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
That was Steve Miller with Fly Like an Eagle. So we just had a caller call in and request this next song we're going to be playing for you, which is Bruce Springsteen.
It's his famous song, Born in the
USA.
And that was a request from Jonathan. So thank you, Jonathan.
Took us when I hit the again. You can leave if you want to. We're just jamming. That's all. Okay. You can leave or you can clap. Clap.
You got the Analog Man here on Strictly Vinyl on KKRN 88.5. That was Jimi Hendrix's live version of the Star Spangled Banner from Woodstock.
Can you play that, Analog Man?
I'm trying. Not quite that
I've
version.
I've heard you across the street.
Yeah.
I heard it. It's pretty loud.
Did you know that was actually a poem written by Francis Scott Key?
Yeah.
He witnessed the bombardment of Fort McHenry, which is in Baltimore, by British ships in the War of 1812. So he wrote that poem, and it was called The Defiance of Fort McHenry. And he was inspired by this large flag that was up above the, waving in the breeze up above the fort. And that later became the Star Spangled Banner. And it was adopted as the national anthem in 1931.
Wow.
So a little bit of history there for you, since America's coming up on her 240th birthday.
Yes.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. So we got a request just recently, and this is from my Aunt Susie and my Grandpa Dean, and they wanted to request a Journey song. So this is for you guys. Thanks for calling. Song by request. So thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if anybody else has a request, then please feel free to call us. Once again, our number is 337-1885. We love to hear your requests. And what, we got some music coming up?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about some local music that's going on in the area here. Tonight, Johnson and Blythe are down at the California Brewing Company. Tomorrow, Thursday, we have the Market Street Fair. That's always a lot of fun down in downtown Reading at the old mall.
Yeah.
And then Friday, Cali Vibes is going to be at the California Brewing Company. And then also on Friday, Barry Helafonte is going to be at the Dip.
Barry Helafonte, one of my favorites.
And then Strictly Vinyl's own Sammy Joe is going to be down at the post office at 8:30. And then I believe up in Weaverville is Chad Bushnell along with Mark Chestnut.
Cool. That'll be a good show.
So you can always tune in to Local Motion with Shane right here on KKRN on every Friday at noon. He showcases a lot of the local talent here from the North State.
Yeah, that's a good show. Definitely.
Great show.
Definitely tune into that one.
Yeah. All right. So this next song we're going to play is by the Rolling Stones, and it's called Give Me Shelter, which is off of their album Let It Bleed, released in 1969. And I try all the time to sing like the lady on this song, and it's very hard, and it hurts your throat. So it's amazing that she could do that. Mm-hmm. I heard a rumor that when they were recording the song, it was like some ridiculous hour of the night and she was sleeping, and so they woke her up and she was in her pajamas and everything and went down to the studio and recorded the song.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, I got an idea, Ruby Tuesday. We leave your mic hot during the song and you can sing and let listeners decide.
No. How about we don't do that?
Okay. Let's get to the song.
All right. Here's Give Me Shelter. Thank you.
is Give Me Shelter by the Rolling Stones.
It's just a shout away.
Anyways, another fun fact about that song is that there's supposedly so many guitar parts in it that when they're playing it live, Keith Richards gets lost and has to figure out where he's at in the song.
Can you tell?
I can't tell, but now I'm going to have to listen again.
That's funny. Oh, speaking of the Rolling Stones, Ruby Tuesday and I were just in Nashville a couple weeks ago, and we're convinced we saw Mick Jagger.
We did.
Playing.
Country songs.
Yeah. He was wearing cowboy boots, and he sang a Bob Dylan song to us.
Yeah, and he did really good at it, except he ruined it at the end because he did his own verse and he talked about texting.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
And he was kind of rude, too.
Yeah, he was. He made fun of us for requesting Bob Dylan.
Yeah. So we have another request from my friend Matt, and it's called One Man's Ceiling is Another Man's Floor. And it's off of Paul Simon's album, There Goes Ryman Simon.
There's been some hard feelings here about some words that were said. Been some hard feelings here, and what is more, there's been a bloody purple nose and some bloody purple clothes that were messing up the lobby floor. It's just a apartment house fool, so all you apartment house fools, remember one man said another man's floor. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. There was some strange goings on, some folks have come and gone, like the elevator man don't wake no more. I heard a racket in the hall, and I thought I heard a call. Thank you.
thank you for listening to KKRN 88.5 Strictly Vinyl. And we just wanted to send you another reminder that you can send us a request at strictlyvinyl@kkrn.org. If you want to hear a certain song next time, that would be great.
And thank you for all the requests that we got tonight. That was awesome.
And thanks for tuning in again to Strictly Vinyl. And be sure and fly those flags high this week for the 4th of July. Yes. Happy birthday, America. And we'll see you all in 2 weeks.
All right. You're listening to
Strictly Vinyl.
Where life spins at 33 and a third RPM.
For his kind support of community radio.
This is American Roots for the holiday weekend. It's red, white, and blues. We're in Baton Rouge on the Mississippi River. It's a mix of state government and universities, refineries